Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, March 27th? Yeah, March 27th. The old calendar in the head. And you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. Good to have you again. And we look forward to having a great call. Got some interesting things to tell you when my segment comes around. But before we get there, let's go ahead and pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what should be a wonderful teaching that she's found for us that we can discuss and use to edify us tonight. So let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you so much for all that you're doing in our lives to provide for us, to heal us, to keep us safe, to prepare us for what will be a wonderful blessing, which we're really looking forward to receiving in due season. We thank you that things are coming together and things that we can't even see are happening. Thank you for that, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to have a great call tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, let's see what kind of a teaching you found. Really quite a few in a row that have been really good, very interesting, and very uplifting for us. Let's see what you might have found for us for tonight.
Well, the theme is going to be about repatterning. You'll hear that in my segment. And that's going to be the now and future name of the game. And this is called Turn It Around. Maybe you're in a difficult time today to complain, I don't think I'll ever get out. It's just going to draw in more defeat. Your declaration should be, I have grace for this season. I'm strong in the Lord. Those who are for me are greater than those who are against me. When you say that, strength comes. Courage comes, confidence comes, and endurance comes. If you go through a disappointment, a bad break, or a loss, don't grumble. I don't know why this happened to me. It's so unfair. That's just going to draw in more self-pity. Your declaration could be, God promised me beauty for ashes, joy for mourning. I'm not staying here. I'm moving forward. New beginnings are in my future. The rest of my life will be the best of my life. You talk like that, and you're moving toward double for your trouble. You're moving away from lack and self-pity and toward God's goodness in a new way. One of the best things we can do is take a few minutes every morning and make these positive declarations over our lives. Write down not only your dreams, your goals, your values, and your vision, but make a list of any area you want to see improvement in, anything you want to see changed. Put that list on your bathroom mirror somewhere private. Before you leave the house, take a couple of minutes and declare that over your life. If you struggle with self-esteem, feeling less than, shame, get defensive, you need to declare every day, I'm confident, I'm valuable, I'm one of a kind. I have royal blood flowing through my veins, and so do the people around me. I'm wearing a crown of favor. I'm a child of the Most High God. You declare that, and you'll go out with your shoulders back, with your head held high. If you struggle with your weight, declare, I'm healthy, I'm in shape, I'm full of energy. I weigh what I choose to weigh. It may not be true right now, but you keep saying it, and you're going to move toward it. Instead of living under a blanket of guilt and condemnation and being focused on past mistakes, declare, I'm forgiven. I'm redeemed. I'm wearing a robe of righteousness. God is pleased with me. The scripture says, let the weak say I'm strong. It doesn't say, let the weak talk about weakness. Discuss the weakness. Call five friends and explain the weakness. You have to send your words out in the direction you want your life to go. When you're in a tough time and somebody asks you how you're doing, don't go through a sad song of everything that's wrong in your life. Oh, man, my back's been hurting. Traffic is so bad today. My boss isn't treating me right. The dishwasher broke. The goldfish died. And my dog doesn't like me. All that's going to do is draw in more defeat. Turn it around. Have a report of victory. I'm blessed. I'm healthy. I'm prosperous. I have the favor of God. What you consistently talk about, you're moving toward. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Well, that's a good one, Sue. Thank you for that. I like that. A lot of very positive acclamations and affirmations in that teaching. And it, you know, our self-talk or what we say about ourselves or to other people, it's so important that we keep it forward, moving forward. Yeah, we might not be at the exact ideal weight that we should be, but yeah, speak your ideal weight into existence, and it should come if you release what you no longer need. Release, that's true of a lot of things in our lives. If you release what you no longer need or is vitally important to you, let it go. Most of our past we could probably release. Keep the wisdom that you've learned from past mistakes, situations. Retain that, but move forward. And like we've always said on the call, move forward one step at a time into our new future. I think that's really important, and it's something that we're all doing. You know, God's got us where he wants us right now, in a place to receive. And what we need to do is not clutter what we have, but let go of things that no longer serve us or that serve God, and then open our hands up to receive the blessing that he has for us. I think we're going to be doing a lot of very cool, positive things moving forward. And I know that it's going to be, it's just not going to be too long before we see, God's handiwork in our lives. And I think we'll move forward, work together, and really have the best time we've ever had doing those things and being aligned with God, God confirming his word to us by the power of the Holy Spirit in our own lives, and that's going to be a wonderful confirmation. Sue, thank you for that teaching. I thought you did really well with it. It's just very positive and very beneficial to us to hear those things and see what we can glean from that teaching. Bob, how does that teaching resonate with you, and what do you think about it? And what can you tell us that maybe could be a nice story about that?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This was really, really great teaching for me to listen to tonight and start out the big call with such a really beautiful teaching. And I love the part about, you know, declaring that you're a child of God. And I was thinking that was the basic number one thing to do. If you're having hard times, claiming your divinity is going to be the most important thing, because it will play like a trump card. It says all difficulties can be overcome by God. And so this And the harder the times are, the more vigorously you have to claim your divinity. It can't just be casual. Mm-hmm. It has to say, this is a solemn pronouncement to the universe. I recognize with full clarity and full acceptance that I am a child of God, that this is something I say with conviction and power. And as I say it, I stand up and hold my hands to the sky and really feel it viscerally and pound your chest if you have to and shout it. Because if you're in a troubled enough time that you're looking for a way to turn things around and you want to repattern, then you better start there and, you know, acknowledge that you're created by God and you're infused with God and that you are, in fact, living, breathing being that's living in God's recreational universe. He didn't create the whole universe just so people could, you know, come down to earth and you know, mope around and constantly need turnarounds. We're supposed to be having a good time here, rejoicing in his creation, rejoicing in us as his creation. And know there will be trials. This is a world that has volcanoes and hurricanes and tornadoes and rainstorms and blizzards, but you can also have, you know, a blizzard of a time in your life from time to time. But so be positive in the fact that your soul is forged in the fire of the planet, the fire of the universe. The universe is a fiery place. It's got a lot of fiery stars and volcanoes, and we're here to forge our souls in that fire and come out stronger, you know, from each trial. We come out stronger and better equipped, you know, to triumph today. And also, you know, during the toughest times, that turnaround or repatterning can be helped by focusing your mind on the good things that you're doing for other people, the plans you have for doing even more good things for other people. And we can look to that future. We can also look to the past. What is it that's causing this need for a turnaround? And close your eyes and imagine you're looking to the left and you're seeing a line in the air that's your timeline of the past and what's happened recently, what's happened when you were a child, what is it that's in need of havening to create freedom, to be able to then look to the right and see your future, see the glory of God in your future with showers of golden blessings waiting for you in that future. And then come right back, you know, to the center and focus right now on this present moment in that center place and go back to the beginning where you're feeling your divinity and claiming your divinity and taking your next step and choosing your next thought of who you are, what you're going to do, and choosing how you feel right at that moment to complete that repatterning and complete the turnaround.
Wow, Bob, okay, that was a beautiful explanation of that. And I love especially the part where you say every time we have a trial, we go through a testing, a trial, and it's like we're being forged in fire. And that's what happens when you make, you know, a sword, you know, in the fire, and you temper the steel. And that's true, you know, because, you know, through fire we're tested. We're tested through things, and as a result, we should come out stronger and sharper. And as we sharpen each other, as iron sharpens iron, as the Bible says, that's a really good way to say it, Bob. I, I really like what you said tonight. That was really terrific. Sue, what do you think of this teaching? How did it resonate with you?
And the best part is to just take both, everything that you both contributed so massively, and get to tie a bow around it. And I think for me, what stood out in what both of you said, and I slipped in the concept of repatterning, the ability to choose your experience. I'm not going to say trials. I think trials.
So that's what the Bible calls it.
I understand, but I'm going to put a fresh face on it. I'm going to call it an initiation. And it's an initiation into seeing yourself and making the choice to see your divinity. It's an initiation that when you're going through something, just like the author here was pointing out, you have a choice. Are you going to identify with the circumstance and the thing that's outside of you? Or are you going to identify with Christ in you and the ability to command the situation, to declare what you're going to create, and be in alignment with God? It's really an initiation into a new level of yourself. And if you look back at your life, and if you look at people around you, you can see how they're doing. Are they owning and going inside themselves to experience and create something new? Or are they waiting on something outside of themselves to deliver them? So are they constantly talk about when I get into this, when I do this, when, or are they saying right now I'm choosing to create something, help people. I love how you said that, Bob. I'm choosing to help people no matter what. I'm choosing to use my light no matter what. And when you do that, when you're focused on what can I be, what can I be in the middle of this situation as I'm initiated into the reality of who I really am as a child of God? I'm not this limitation. I'm not the circumstances. I'm something new in this moment. I'm a new creation in Christ, and I can choose how I respond to it. And that's the goal. Is you're not, it's not like, oh, I remember my parents going through this. Oh, people, it's like, I'm using the word initiation to create a place where people can step into a new experience of choosing their Christ-like abilities. And that's why I like this teaching. Those are my thoughts.
All right, Sue, thank you. It's good. That's a nice opinion on that. I like that. And I think Bob did an outstanding job of bringing his perspective to it tonight. Tell me, Sue, if we, as we move into prayer requests and praise reports, if we have any such tonight, and you'll bring those to us tonight, that'd be great.
We do, and I'm going to start with Pastor Scott.
Okay.
I pray this one reaches you. Others haven't for some reason. My prayer is for Big Call Universe to continue to be encouraged, finish this race, stand tall. This is also the race, because we're encouraged and patiently awaiting the blessing. I love you all. Be blessed. Pastor Scott. One second.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear from Pastor Scott.
I know. I could have sworn I saw another one. I guess that's it. Can we go to Jeannie? Is that right? Hold on. I line these up before the call. So let's go to Jeannie. Colossians 3:12-13 urges believers. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. We have Liana. I'm sorry. That's what I didn't forward. Liana,
okay.
Whose husband Jim and another family member are going through health crises. Jim with
okay.
his heart and the family member with stuff going on in her leg. So we're going to send Liana, Jim, and her other family member this unified field of Christ's light, the big calls light, and imagining that that whole family is so surrounded with healing blessing and the anointing of the blessing, the miracle power of Christ, that they are, they can't even get over it, how quickly they were able to absorb that, feel that, know that, own that, and not identify with what they're going through, but step into the healed version of themselves. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And we're going to do...
Well, you're looking up that next one from Jeannie. Sue, I just want to say while I'm thinking about it, about Roz, who sent in the prayer request for last Tuesday out of Australia.
Yes.
I just wanted to let her know that there are not a ton of med bed centers in Australia. I think we know of about 20-some med bed centers that are spread throughout the country, which is not very many. We don't know what town or city, if she's in Melbourne or if she's Mevin, as they call it, Mevin, or one of these other towns and cities down in Australia. But my gut is it's probably the med beds that are there, and they're every med bed center has two med beds in it, they're probably spread throughout the country. So I'm hoping she can get that. And I'll have a little bit more to say about that in my segment about when the med beds are going to be available. Okay? Just wanted to get that out for Roz.
Really good, Bruce. Thank you. Colossians 3:12-13 urges believers as God's chosen and beloved to put on compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, and to bear with one another and forgive one another as the Lord has forgiven them. And we're skipping, remember, Jeannie, this is sort of a new format. We're going to just continue to pray for our heavenly and loving Father for the following, for all our leaders and listeners on the big call, especially for their health, Pastor Scott's health, and everyone who has requested prayers for health. Med beds, debt jubilee, RV blessings, R&R, social security increases, and dividend checks. We continue to pray for all the prayer requests on this big call, especially everyone's health and all levels of their well-being. We pray for President Trump, his family, his elected cabinet, Elon Musk, and world peace. And those are our prayer reports for tonight.
Okay.
Praise and
prayer. Thank you. Praise reports and prayer requests. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Jeannie,
hey,
for those. Yep. Go ahead, Bob.
Bruce, I have a prayer request that came in through Lucy.
Okay.
And is obviously a big call listener. Her name's Marianne, and her request is a prayer for a positive diagnosis, and she said God knows what she needs.
Yes, a positive diagnosis. Okay. You want me to take that, Bob?
Yes.
I'll do it. Okay. Lord God, we come to you on behalf of Marianne, who very simply, you know what her need is. She needs a positive diagnosis for whatever is ailing her. And we know you know what that is already. We also know that whatever that diagnosis is, the name of Jesus Christ is above every name. including that of the diagnosis. So we claim that for Marianne, we claim the name, and we also claim the healing for her body, and we claim it by speaking that now out loud throughout the Big Call universe. And we thank you for all that you're doing for Marianne and for any doctors that she may be going to see, and we believe for a positive report that will come out of the diagnosis, as she is going to be completely and utterly healed in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Anything else, Sue? Is that going to be it?
That's complete for the praise and prayer Thursday night.
Okay. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Bob, for that as well. It's always good to enter in on behalf of these that write into us. Sue, this is a time when we look to see what you would be speaking to us about, what your offering might be to us, and let us know if there's anything new from the pod or from any teaching or anything else that you're working on now. So we're all ears. Look forward to hearing what you have for us tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. I think everybody's going to be surprised. As I was surprised, I want to give a shout out to two women. I won't use their names because they're unusual. And they said, we haven't heard from you in a long time, but we want to get the MedBed and the Quantum. And do you have any new classes? And yes, we will be announcing a new class in a moment for next Tuesday and Wednesday. But what if we're about to enter a new era where learning to get comfortable with uncertainty and finding the possibility in the new and unknown, finding and being a pioneer of possibility in the new and the unknown was the new skill? And what if addiction to the known, addiction to what you're seeing around you, the way people have always done it, the what, you know, kind of doing the same old, same old, same old, was part of the old patterning. We're going to talk to you about repatterning and letting go of the addiction to the known that actually keeps our world stuck and is the brain's default system. Brain loves to stick with what it knows, and it panics sometimes when you go into the new. But this class is going to show you in two nights, number one, how to create the stability that you want while adding the new so that you and the world can thrive, and then how you're going to take it into your teams. So I'll be going into that in a moment. But I wanted to read two testimonials that were really fun, I thought. Let me see here. Good evening, Sue. I just wanted to write how much my husband and I appreciated receiving your MedBed 100 program. We were feeling very uneasy, but the program helped to ease our nerves and get us prepared for this next chapter. Thank you for all that you, Bruce and Bob do, Betty and Mark. Thought that was cool. And then let's read another one. Hold on a second. Where did I go here? This came in today. I love this. The MedBed 100 is fabulous. Thank you. I'm glad I'm in. And that was from Wayne. So I love the short ones that Bob gets, and I like the short ones that we get, because it highlights that it's just all it is appreciating that you're putting out something that makes people light up with a new level, in Boomer's case of vitality, in the case of the MedBed and the Quantum 100. It's about nothing can trump when you step into a new octave of clarity. When it lands in your body so you can embody that feeling, instead of being distracted and dysregulated, you feel really clear and you feel ready. Think about the MedBed for a second. Most people buy this program because they know a little bit about the MedBed, they know they're not feeling well, but they have no idea how to really get a clear picture of, number one, what they have to do to define what's wrong with them, and then after defining what's going to get repaired and recovered, how great, what's it going to be like to live in that new version of yourself? How would you miss the opportunity to be able to think, God, I'd love long hair as a man, or gee, I'd like 10% body fat as a man, or as a woman, I want to be able to sing like some famous singer, or I want to be able to, you know, write novels, whatever it is, creatively, physically, spiritually, 7 different categories that are going to be addressed that you can choose from. And so that's the opportunity in those 2 programs. And if you're interested and you want to be able to design the best that you can for yourself, so that means you've got to really be in your heart. All you have to do is say, put your hand on your heart and say, I'm worthy of experiencing myself at my highest level. And I'm worthy of finding out every way that that could happen through the MedBed 100 program. That's what we do in that program. So if you'd like to get either the MedBed 100 program or the Quantum Leader Future Founder program, that's going to take you into understanding the context, what is the world going to look like as you've got all this money, all the people around you have money, all the systems in the world are shifting, and what are you going to be noticing, paying attention to, and having to make decisions on while everybody is in a huge transition? I don't think we've ever been in such an equilateral, simultaneous turnover of stepping into the new and doing it with the entire world like we're about to do. And that's what the Quantum Leader Future Founder is going to do. It's going to help you lead yourself in your personal life and in your project life. So if you want either of those classes, please send us an email to integratedminds, integrated minds, @hushmail.com, and just put you could put MedBed, Quantum, you could put MedBed, or you can just put Quantum. They're each $100. They're 2 nights each. And you'll get the program. And just say, put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal or not. We'll send you an invoice, and all you have to do is enter your credit card. But the importance of these programs is they're very specifically targeted to people who have SIM, that are going to get into the MedBeds, And that time is kind of crucial right now, because you could get called, you know, within a short amount of time after you go to your redemption. And maybe Bruce can say something about that in this segment. But let's talk about really what we're going to be doing starting on Tuesday with two. That's the first and the second, Bruce. And these are going to be experiences, because it's called Repatterning Reality, Building Your Leadership Capacity in the Unknown and the New. And think about this for a second. Addiction is when you choose something for the short term, just like Bob said the other night, to avoid something. And most people, if you really look around you, how many people are doing new things? Or do they settle? Do they go to the same restaurant, see the same people? How much of a balance do they have in terms of nice stability, but then adding something new to keep their life fresh, to be innovative, to be invigorating? Can you imagine what would happen in our world if people had the right balance of this is what I need to be stable, and at the same time I'm going to learn and discover and add some new things, and the freshness that would bring into their personal life, their relationships, and their projects? What if the craving for certainty, which is really the fear of the unknown, is blocking your ability to step into your Christhood and into your ability to lead something innovative and new? And you only need to ask yourself two questions. Is your leadership, and that means your self-leadership, that means who you are in life, is it grounded in clarity, or is it clinging to control? Think about the people that you know. Are they sticking with what everybody else is doing because it's the old control system? And what would you do if your leadership was no longer afraid of not knowing? And one of the biggest pieces that are coming out of books like The Upside of Uncertainty, where they study how people, the number one reason people at 40 years old, I can't remember what the numbers are, I think it's thousands, hold on a second, that their biggest reason for leaving a job, like 30,000 people were studied, was because they were bored, because there was nothing new there. Now take that context and imagine what's going to happen when everybody's got money, your whole family is trying to figure out their life, and how are you going to lead yourself and your family, hold the energy that Christ would hold so you can bring about the highest outcomes without controlling? Would you be good at that? Would you be able to hold the space and listen and find out, well, that's, yeah, let's think about that. Would you be able to be in a dialogue and help facilitate between your family members, between yourself, as all of a sudden whatever you've been in just isn't cutting it anymore? These are going to be very, very powerful turning points for people. And so this class is designed to take you out of the behavior that gives you temporary relief but creates long-term suffering. And the way I define long-term suffering is when it's either too chaotic or too rigid. And how many people have you ever gone up to and you say, "How are you doing?" "Oh, getting by." You know, there's no life in that statement. There's no joy in that statement. And I think that what we're going to be called to do is to create spaces where people start to learn that they can have the best of both. They can let go of their addiction to the known to step into something new. If they just try a little something new and they work with your group of people and they take it step by step so they get excited but not overwhelmed. So they build something that like has possibility baked into it. But it's not too scary. It's not too big. You've got to know how to design that. And that's going to be in the second class. You've got to know how to get people, it's called the window of tolerance, so that they can try on something new and feel really confident in it. And yet, as they get confident, they can do more of it and more of it and more of it. And you've got to help them to experiment. So if you're interested and you're saying to yourself, "Oh my gosh, would I love to be able to know how to hold myself, number one, so that I can be with people that might be resistant to change, that don't want to, you know, try something new, know how to navigate that in my relationship and my family, know what I stand for, and be able to navigate how everybody's going to be going through their own process." It's a big thing. Do that on class number one, first class, Tuesday. And on the second class, you're going to know how to walk into a room and kind of read the room and understand how to facilitate this little bit of change so people are comfortable repatterning reality, because that's literally what you're going to be doing. You're going to be learning to read what is there, learning to facilitate in yourself and in the people around you how to gently move yourself to a repatterned reality. You want to join us? Just send an email and just say repatterning, and we'll add you to the list. And the first email will be going out on Sunday night, and the cost is $100. And what you're going to leave with is the identity of you as a person that can walk through and hold what is deepest in your heart and align with something that is new, that is good for you and the planet and the people you're around, but it's going to be stepping in to an identity of you as a creator of this new, healthy reality. And if that speaks to you, I hope I'll be hearing your voice on our call on Tuesday night. And that's my segment for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. It sounds like a really cool class.
And, repatterning.
Repatterning, yeah. I got it. That'll be a good
reality.
A good title for it. Repatterning your reality. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a reality, our own and the reality. So repatterning is great. That's a good term for it. So let's see what that looks like next Monday and Tuesday. Monday, April 1st. Tuesday, April 2nd. And, we'll see how that comes together, that class, and we'll also refresh everybody on the MedBed 100 and Quantum 100. So thank you, Sue. Appreciate that segment tonight. Very good. Very good. Very stimulating to us. I love the part
Tuesday,
about
the
something
first
new.
Tuesday and Wednesday the 2nd. Yeah, that's it.
Tuesday and Wednesday. Yep, 1st and 2nd of April. Yeah. Got it. All righty. Bob, we've got, I guess, something to share with the people. Obviously, we're looking to receive our Myotrol. Hopefully, they're ready to ship tomorrow, I believe you said. And hopefully, it'll make it across the country quickly. And we can get that out the first part of next week to everybody once that gets offloaded at the office there in St. Pete. And we love the testimonials, Bob, always. And anything new that's relevant to us in the way of research, by the way. So appreciate everything, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, so first on our Myotrol, it will be picked up at the bottling company tomorrow sometime. Not sure when, but we received late this afternoon, around 5, we received the bill of lading, which is, you know, the official legal document that signifies everything is agreed upon and ready to go. So it's a document that allows for the transfer from the supplier who makes a product, produces a product, to a shipping company, or in this case, a over-the-road carrier. And they receive the bill from the supplier, and it accompanies them on the trip. And, of course, the destination is designated on the bill, which is at our place on Central Avenue in St. Petersburg. And so once you have that document, it kind of certifies that that's going to happen.
Yep.
And so it's coming all the way from San Diego, and depending on, you know, what's going on with that particular trucking company and what else they have to transport and how many times they have to move the product from one truck to another, it can take anywhere between 5 to 7 days to get all the way across the country. So it'll be into the beginning of, you know, the first week of April. And people should watch their emails, because we'll send out an email to people when it's actually here. And people that are on the auto ship program, that will just kick in for them automatically. And right now, starting today, Bruce Stephanie is on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
So Lucy's shouldering all the phone calls.
Right.
So don't call with questions about the Myotrol just yet, because Lucy probably won't be able to pick up all the calls. So we'll get notification to everybody as soon as it arrives. And it's very easy to place your order online without having to have Lucy help you. And and so that's that story, which was really, really good news. A lot of people have been waiting for over a month to get this. And we have, as we've said before, we're putting systems in place to try as best we can to mitigate any bottlenecks in the future. Even when, you know, Eric does everything possible that he can, and we at Boomers do everything possible that we can, you still also have two other major parties involved, the suppliers of the raw ingredients and the company that, well, there's three actually, the company that puts it into gel caps for us, and then the shipping company. So there are a lot of times when you have to let things go, let others do what they can do, and and pray. And we've been doing this for 14 years, and there's a lot of challenges in securing what it is that you want to have available all the time. And we've been lucky, you know, Bruce, over those 14 years, we have 23 different products. And, you know, it's been 99% of the time that we've had them in stock. And occasionally something like this happens. So for anybody that was missing their Myotrol and wishing they had it, we're sorry it's taken so long, but it's coming. And I do have a couple of testimonials.
Okay.
That I can tell you about. And one of them is short. Like Sue was saying earlier, this came in about the Boomer Boost and Barley. It says, I love these products and especially the new flavor of the Boomer Boost. It's super. The other one is very interesting. People should listen closely to this one because this is a person talking about something happening that almost never happens without doing something real specific. And this is, this starts out by saying, how would you rate strong probiotics? How would you rate probiotics? I would give Boomer's probiotics a 10 plus. After about six months ago, I came down with an entrenched case of colitis after going through a prescribed diet that didn't work and trying local health food store remedies, all of which helped a little. I finally got Boomer's probiotics to go along with my barley and Boomer Boost combo. It began a gradual improvement, and after about a month and a half, I have been totally cured with a normal colon test report coming back last Friday. And this is something really for people to remember, because your gut, your intestines, are very, very complex. And if you could see what it takes to try to have a collection of information about what happens in your gut, you can go online and order medical books about this, gastroenterology and probiotics and the balance of bacteria and what the bacteria do to help our bodies. And these books, Bruce, are big books. They're 2 feet tall, 5 inches thick, a foot across, and there are volumes of them. There's a dozen books that they have to have. There's more information than the whole Encyclopedia Britannica to begin to outline what's happening in your gut. Okay? So it's no wonder that this guy's health food store and the remedies that he was, you know, given, you know, by his doctor didn't help him. It's so complex and each person is so different that it's unlikely that one thing is going to help everybody. So it doesn't mean that the Boomer probiotics are going to help everybody who has a severe case of colitis. But what it does mean is that it's possible. And when people are really sick and people that have trouble with their colon, they feel really sick. And it's one thing to have some type of an illness where you're still up and around and doing things, but when you have colitis, you don't feel well at all. And so it kind of paralyzes your life, and you're just always uncomfortable, and it's just bad stuff. And so to have a testimonial that said, hey, this product worked for that, is really important to pay attention to, because if it's not you, it might be somebody you know. It's pretty mm-hmm. common for people to have intestinal issues. And to have a product that you can get that's a one-off product, there's only one place in the world that it's made, and there's only one place that you can purchase it. And to have that, have access to that for times like this, when this man needed it so badly, is a really good thing. We're really grateful for Ken, who made this product for us with such high level of intelligence and loving care, and to make this for us by the thousands of bottles. And this is made by hand, right? This is something that's tended to by hand, to put it through the process to create this miraculous product. And it takes a long time. And then we have to get it here from Canada, which may get more difficult in the future. But if people want it, and this is the other thing, Bruce, there is possibility of tariffs on things coming up.
Yes, and, I was thinking about that.
If people want to get their Canadian products, this is a good time to do it, because the price is the price now, but we don't know what it's going to be in the future. But we have plenty of probiotics and lignins and barley. If people want to get some before possible tariffs hit, we can accommodate you right now. That's not always the case, because, you know, there's a once-a-year harvest, and things, and so the supplies go up and down. But right now we have plenty of people want to go ahead and stock up, and some of it's on sale. So this is a great time for Bruce, because our sale, which is still going on, has the barley on sale. Buy one, get one half off. And in addition, the lignins and probiotics, which both come from Canada also, are in that mix. There's 11 products that are on sale that includes the B vitamins, vitamin D, omega-3 fatty acids, right, and the olive leaf extract. Those are all buy one, get one half off, and you can mix and match them together. And so this would be a perfect time not only to avoid possible future tariffs, but to get it at a discount off of what it costs right now.
Right, so, exactly.
That's what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce. And,
okay.
We look forward to getting the Myotrol out. My guess is that we'll probably get it in stock right at the end of next week is when it'll come in. And right away we'll activate as much shipping as we can. The post office is not going to come and pick stuff up on Saturday. But we'll probably start getting stuff out in the mail on that following Monday morning. We'll get a bunch packed up. If it comes in on Friday, we'll get a lot of it packed up, and then it'll go out.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's good. Well, hopefully it won't take that long to get there. Tomorrow's the 28th. If it ships tomorrow, 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st, there's 4 days. And then the first, you know, is Tuesday, and then the second is Wednesday. Yep. So, you know, we could get it by Wednesday, wouldn't you say? Yeah.
It's possible. Yep. And we'll start getting it. It'll take a little while to get it rolling because, you know, we can't package all of it up in one day. We don't have enough, manpower to do all that. There'll be a couple of us helping Bill to get out as many as we can, but it's going to be a lot. So it'll take a couple of days to get the auto ships done, and then do the other ones after that. And so it's probably we probably will have 4 or 5 days worth of packing to do also.
Okay.
So, and then we'll be caught up and we'll roll it on out. We'll keep it going because, we're getting thousands of bottles of it, and we've got many thousands of
bottles. Yep. Well, I would say it's a great idea to go ahead and take advantage of the barley heirloom or gladiator, the premium probiotics, and the lignans, all four of those products coming from Canada. We know President Trump is planning for 25% tariffs to go into effect on Tuesday that would reflect on Wednesday. And it, you know, if you've got that product in stock, first of all, you can get it at today's price. And secondly, by being able to get it, buy one, get one half off, that's not going to be possible probably after this go, once the tariffs go into effect. It's like, this is probably a good idea to go ahead and stock up while the sale's going on, I would think, because we don't know, you know, if the tariffs are going to stay in place or not stay in place with Canada or Mexico for that. We know the USMCA agreement, Mexico-Canada-USMCA, is in effect, and there are certain exclusions in that agreement with both Mexico and with Canada. But, you know, like Bob says, this may jack the price up that we boomers have to pay for those products that are coming from Canada. So I would want to be caught, you know, with low stock on that, especially since we can take advantage of the sale now and have a few extra bottles laying around just in case. So that's a great thing, Bob. Let's tell them how to get to the site. First of all, go to BigCallUniverse.com. BigCallUniverse.com. That's my site. When you get on there, you'll see the banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it, take you right to Bob's site. Then you can go through, look at the various products, see what's contained therein, and also bring the not only the product tab down, but the on sale, and you'll see all the different 11 products that are on sale as a buy one, get one half off. And then you'll also be able to see the other product, Bob, that's 10% off. And, yeah, and then you can see whether you want to put that back on auto ship, you know, and get an additional 10% off by doing that. So check into that, and you'll see all that. And it's probably a great idea with Stephanie gone and Lucy there not to call, but rather just do everything online. Do everything online, put your orders in online, and maybe you waited and waited and waited. This is the time to get those products that are on sale, and then when the Myotrol comes in, take advantage of that. But I think even though I got an order this month on some of those, most of those 11 products, I may just say, hey, you know what, this is the time to stock up on a little bit of barley and lignans and premium probiotics, and get those, buy one, get one half off, and take advantage of the sale. It's probably a good idea. And, you know, guys, I think with what should be happening next week, if not sooner, like this weekend, it might be a great time to go ahead and put an order in. So I would suggest that I'm going to do it myself and see if we can make that work. The phone number to call, just put it in your phone for later use, not for use until Stephanie gets back from vacation. That would be 800-861-4609. And I would just put Boomers and put that number in, put Boomers, parentheses, Bob. You'll go, oh, yeah, I know Boomers, I know Bob, yep. And then put that in, 800-861-4609. Good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So that's probably the recommendation I would have for you to do that. This is a good time to take advantage of those 11 sale items. And, in fact, I'm running low. I don't have any backup on vitamin C, believe it or not. And so I need to get something in probably tomorrow. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. That's really good. I love the explanation. And I was thinking about tariffs, too, because this product does come out of Canada. I thought, oh, wonder how that's going to affect these products that we're getting from Ken up there in Canada. So now we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, let's talk about where we stand on the rest of the story with the intel that we've been getting. A lot's been happening this week, a lot, especially since Tuesday. And, you know, it's funny, I tend to start either with Iraq or with the bondholders, and I'll start with bondholders. Bondholders are being told that they'll have access to their accounts, which has the money in the accounts already waiting for them to gain access to it, and it should be over the weekend. It could very well be Saturday. I doubt they'll have it before Saturday, but I think that's probably a safe bet from what we're hearing from the bond paymasters. Now, one good thing that did happen, you know, what's happening is even though bonds are only being handled out of Reno and out of Miami, with international flights coming in, resuming again to Sparks Reno Airport and Miami International Airport on the private side, you know, for people that are international bondholders in Tier 3, some of them are whales, maybe not quite Tier 2, but, you know, pretty good-sized whales that are coming in and getting their bonds transacted. Well, today they went through all of the bonds out of a central location, and they report back to Wells Fargo Atlanta for this. And so Atlanta is telling us that well, I'll back up a minute. At 10 o'clock this morning, approximately 12% of the bondholders had been gone through in terms of the provenance, the fact that, okay, who is the owner of this bond? Is the owner transacting, or is someone transacting on behalf of the owner of the bond as a second party that has a, that has legal right to do that, a power of attorney over that bond, and how is that going? Is that something that is happening lawfully and above board, or are there certain bonds and gold-backed bonds that they cannot match up to the actual owner of the bond or to a power of attorney for someone who is negotiating that bond? I mean, this type of activity was going on all day today and maybe started yesterday, but I know I got word just before the call tonight that they actually went through and finished all of those that they were trying to find out the legitimacy of the provenance of the bonds as I described. Well, that's good. So that part looks like it's complete. And that's something that we actually give value to when we begin our exchanges. It's a weird formula of how that's all working. So I guess we can say from the bond component of everything that's happening, it looks like it's in good shape and it's complete. But they are continuing to test other processes for the revaluation and the releases of the RV, if you will, the releases of everything that we need to begin our exchanges. The actual full revaluation is supposed to happen a little bit later after the first week or so of April. But we don't need all the currencies to be revalued for us to begin our exchanges. Because the majority, what we're hearing from a very key player, we've heard a couple of different things today, and one of the things was that the Iraqi dinar, the Vietnamese dong, and the Zimbabwe Zim dollar, we call it the Zimbabwe dollar, it's a Zim, we call it for short, that Zim, those three currencies are the keys to the gateway for our exchanges. So those three, the gate has been opened. Those three are good to go, and because of that, we are good to get started. Okay, so that's a good thing. Let's see, beyond that, they're testing, you know, we're at the highest security we can be right now. We're at, let's see, what's it called? Well, where one is the lowest number is actually the highest security. And that's where we are. DEFCON 1. That's where they are right now, which is good. That means everything's on high alert, high security, and needs to be there until this event is at least initiated. Now, who's in control of what's going on right now? Department of Defense, DOD, in conjunction with President Trump, and also in conjunction with national security. What they're doing is they're going through this process, and these processes of release, is they're determining, is there anything in the way? Nothing is supposed to stop it once it's initiated. Is there anything that would interfere with this going? And as it goes through those various steps, they use algorithms, other things that are put in the pathway to make sure that everything is above board and copacetic. And that's what's happening now. So let's boil it down to what's going on. We believe, from what I'm hearing from multiple sources, that I mentioned the bondholders should get access to their funds over the weekend, and we're hoping that is Saturday. We're believing we could get notified and begin to set our appointments possibly as early as tomorrow, but more likely Saturday or Sunday. So we're going to be pretty close to a true shotgun start, looking for the weekend right now. And the other thing they were doing this afternoon is they were loading the 800 number. I'm going to say number, assuming it's just one. Could be more than one, but I believe the 800 number is being loaded into the various systems, the Starlink system, the QFS, the FinTech system, wherever it needs to be loaded. It's being loaded in this afternoon to get that done. And, you know, we'll see how it comes out, how it manifests after that. I believe I'll be notified fairly early with the number, get in touch with Bob, and tell Bob to go ahead and place it on the website, which is bigcalluniverse.com, put it on the landing page of the website, and then we'll talk about when we're going to send out the email that would have that number in it to the people that have registered. You know, you could see your own email coming from Wells Fargo over the weekend, and then we could be sending ours at the same time, or a little before, a little after. It's hard to say the timing because I don't have the timing on the Wells Fargo emails yet. And, of course, this is our last call of the week, so I'll have to say that we'll hopefully get this over the weekend And then maybe if we do a celebration call on Tuesday, we can regroup and talk about some things then. So, in short, we're looking good as everything is coming together. Let's talk about dates. Remember the 2nd of April, which helped me with, I believe it's Tuesday, is, let's see, what's it called? What's the name of it? It's not Freedom Day, but it's like that. And it's a date that is important for us because starting then, that's when the tariffs are supposed to be made official and then put into effect on the next day, which is Wednesday. And
Liberation Day.
Are you thinking of the name? Thank you. Got it, Bob. Freedom, Liberation.
Liberation.
Easy, go. Liberation Day is exactly right. Thank you, Bob. That's what it is. Liberation Day. And a lot of people think, well, that's when we're going to start. That's when the RV happens. That's when we think we're going to get started before that day. But Liberation Day is the day that the Doge checks and direct deposits are supposed to start. Because that week, that first week in April, is when that is supposed to happen. And in the month of April, not necessarily the first week, but in the month of April, we are supposed to see an increase in the Social Security payments that are going out. I don't know if it's going to go out as a separate payment or whether Social Security on the Wednesday, when everybody gets it, the Wednesday of first, second, third, fourth Wednesday of the month, they might have it together where that will be increased on your regular Social Security day, which, let's see, the first Wednesday would be the 3rd, wouldn't it? So it'd be what, the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and 24th. Those would be your 4 Wednesdays in the month of April. Okay? So we should see it. From what I'm being told from Social Security, we should see that in April. I just don't know if it's going to happen, like I said, on the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, or the 24th. But we'll see. Keep an eye on that. Now, to deal with R&R, I've told you guys for 2 months now at least that R&R is going to happen for those of us who are exchanging at the Redemption Center. It'll be there, and it's probably an amount that they would put into our Quantum account, but they're supposed to tell us what the amount is. It won't break the amount down. It'll be a gross amount, whatever it is, single lump sum payment for those of us who go in to redeem our ZIM and exchange our currencies. So we'll have that when we go in. I'd rather have it separate, but that's how they're going to do it. Now, can you move that money? You can move money from your Quantum account into your Wells Fargo primary or secondary accounts. And at some point, you'll be able to set up other bank accounts that are connected to your Quantum account, where you'd use your Quantum card to move funds from that Quantum account to your primary or secondary Wells accounts or to another bank account. My understanding was you could have up to 3 different banks associated with your Quantum account. All right, so we'll learn more about that when we get there. I'm trying to think if there's anything else of value to us. So, R&R at the Redemption Center. Those checks or direct deposits starting on April 2nd. Yes, April 2nd is Liberation Day. And then, of course, we go from there in Social Security, probably on the Wednesdays, starting the 3rd. And we'll see how that works out. We'll see how that happens. And as far as the exchanges for us, it looks like we're going to get our notifications over the weekend and maybe even start Saturday or Sunday and go right through Monday? It's hard to say. Monday is still the 31st of March. So we still have a few days, in which case we could get started this month. I am not hearing that we will have to wait till the 2nd or 3rd to do our exchanges. I'm not hearing that. I'm hearing that this could go and should be going over this weekend for us. So that's where I am on the thing right now, looking forward to it, and don't know if there's anything else of value there. Let me just say, this is the time you want to get in touch with Sue. You want to send her an email. First of all, let her know if you're in for the new class. Let her know if you're in for the new class by just saying, hey, count me in for the new class. And use the same email, integratedminds@hushmail.com. It's a two-night class, $100. Starts on Monday, the 1st of April, and goes to Tuesday, the 1st of April, and goes to Tuesday and Wednesday. So the 1st and 2nd of April. And the name of the class, Sue, is called again?
Repatterning Reality.
Repatterning Reality.
Reality.
Repatterning Reality. Yeah, that's good. Okay. Anything close to that, she'll know what you're referring to. Repatterning Reality. That's the new class. Two nights, beginning Tuesday and Wednesday. All right. So, the other thing is, she still has availability for the MedBed 100 and the Quantum 100. Those two courses, each of which is two classes. So you'll have two classes for about 3 hours or so on each one. And those are available for $100 each. So send Sue an email and say, in the subject line, you can put MedBed 100 plus Quantum 100 if you want both, or Quantum 100 if you only want the Quantum course, if you already have the MedBed 100, or if you just want the MedBed 100, just put that in the subject line and send the email to integrated, integrated, minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. integratedminds@hushmail.com. And then put your name and your cell phone number in the body of the email and let her know if you have PayPal. Let her know. It doesn't matter. If you don't, she'll send you an invoice that can be paid, as Sue said earlier, by credit card. So she'll send that to you, but watch your emails. That's the key. You know, watch the email after you send the first one saying, I'd like those, and then keep watching them as you get payment information coming to you in an email, and then pay attention because you'll be getting the classes sent to you by email. And you just click on the link and off you go. And you can listen to them at your own pace. You can go back. You can re-listen to them. And that's a real valuable asset for you to have. I think it's an absolute must for anybody even remotely considering the need for the MedBed, whether it's for you, a spouse, a parent, uncle, family member, other people that you know. You need to find out what you can do, how you can ask for it, what the interview process would be like, everything. Get it and do it, you know, now, because you never know when those numbers could come out. And the Quantum 100 class, extremely good. You know, Quantum Leader Future Founder. It's a great class, two nights, and you'll enjoy everything and the participation that takes place in these classes you'll really enjoy. Okay? It's like being there live as you're listening to these recordings and participating. So do that, take advantage of it, and I think you'll really enjoy it. Let's see. And that The other thing I would do, guys, like I'm going to do tomorrow, is I'm going to try to get caught up on a little bit of backup on premium probiotics and barley and lignans and take advantage of the sale while it's still on and buy one, get one half off with Boomers. Because these tariffs are going to kick in, maybe, and it could affect the prices going forward. Might as well take advantage of them now while they're on sale. Buy one, get one half off. So do that. Go online to do it. Go online, put your order together, and that way Lucy won't get totally inundated with phone calls while Stephanie is on vacation. All right, now, if you are registered on bigcalluniverse.com, you're good. You're in. If you've got a change in your email and you have an old dead email and you've never opened anything from Boomers, you need to go ahead and send a new, brand new email if you have it. If you have the same one, don't worry about it. But what you need to do, like Bob said a couple of times, you need to open an email that comes from them, because the system will drop you, you know, as a matter of principle. If you don't open, they don't want you to be bombarded with things, but open an email every few weeks at least so that they know that you're still active on the system. You want to be able to do that, and especially now when we're getting ready to have this thing hit, we're getting ready to get the numbers coming out, you're going to want to get the numbers, make sure you have it so that you can call to set your appointment, and everything else. So, plus, realize this, that's how when we stop doing these live calls, which could be, this could be it. This could be, we might do one Tuesday, but it could be a celebration call. And we want to be able to keep in touch with everybody that wants to help us do projects together after all this goes in a couple of months when we get everything settled in and websites built out and the projects better defined for Rebuild America. And I'm excited about what I'm looking into and talking with Bob about and others about. And it's going to be quite a thing for us to get started in. And I hope you guys want to be part of it, because I would love to have the help to rebuild America in these small towns and cities, inner city and everything. I'm excited. Guys, I'm really excited. And I think we're going to find this out. Hopefully we get everything by the weekend and we can get started. So please, if you're not registered on bigcalluniverse.com, go ahead and do that with your email. I think it's at the bottom of the homepage. You'll see how to register. So that's what I wanted to say for tonight. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll have a great weekend. Hopefully everything comes through for us this weekend. Let's do that. Let me just crank this thing up. Okay. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us to prepare us for this time in our lives. Thank you for fulfilling the timeline for us, dropping this this email and numbers into us at the proper time so we can set our appointments at the Redemption Center. We thank you that the rates are solid at the Redemption Centers already, even though they're fluctuating on bank screens, but they're not fluctuating. They're solid at the Redemption Centers. And thank you for that, Lord. Thank you that things are moving forward. Thank you for everything that's going on behind the scenes. And thank you for our lives as good stewards of this great fortune that's coming our way. Thank you that we can be great stewards of the blessing as it comes into us and use it to help level humanity all around the globe for years and years to come. Thank you for all you've done in our lives. We appreciate you, love you, and we honor you. In Jesus' name, Amen and amen. All right, guys, everybody have a great weekend. Keep an eye on your emails. Get in touch with Sue and get in touch with Boomers Online to put a little order together. All right, here we go. Good night, everybody. God bless.